Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day, guys. You've downloaded our podcast.
Good show. The fabulous Andy Lee popped by to say hello.
Nice guy.
Proved that he does not listen to our show, even though he said it was his favourite breakfast show.
Can I be honest? I'd be disappointed if he did.
Why?
If he listened.
Well, because he's got stuff on.
Oh, he's a busy man, no doubt.
Everyone's busy.
He could see the thing is he could have asked us questions about him that we wouldn't be able to answer, probably.
Mm. What's his girlfriend's name?
Beck.
What's his favourite sport?
AFL.
Tennis. Plus, golf, sorry.
Tennis, golf, he likes them all.
He plays golf.
Golf, doesn't it? It's his favourite. Actually, he probably doesn't like AFL, does he?
Oh,
why wouldn't he like AFL?
Because Carlton was his team, and then he introduced his girlfriend to Carlton, and she married him.
I've seen his girlfriend. He's doing all right.
Yeah, but Megan Gale, remember? Yeah. She introduced him to the Carlton, but he's still a Carlton supporter.
Mm, that's dedication.
Some relationships run their course. Yeah. That was one of them. He's got a lovely girlfriend now.
It was all these things that she broke up with him, but maybe he broke up with her.
That's true. Mm. Anyway, Andy Lee is on to talk about The Cube, his brand new show, and we put him to the test to see how much he knows about us. The reason being, he said this to us last time.
Hey, Maddie, Stav, Abby, great to be back on my favourite show.
Good day.
We'll be checking the podcasts of other shows to check you're not saying that to everyone.
I would never say that to any other show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great show, The Cube.
Yeah, you reckon you could do it, don't you?
Which one?
I don't know.
Would you, like, if we were together, we were a team, and there was 300,000 on the line. Why is he doing that?
His face already going.
My thinking face.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
No, it's a serious question. I'm not going to get offended.
There's 300 grand on the line.
300 grand on the line.
Offended at that.
And there's a challenge. Would you want to put me forward, or do you reckon you'd go, nah, I've got this abs?
Well, it depends on the challenge.
Because you know that I think I would prefer you to have the pressure.
See, and I think I would prefer. See, this is. It's a hard decision. I would say to you, what do you want? If you wanted me to do it, I would go in and do it for you.
I definitely want you to do it.
Yeah.
Then you do it.
But what I would do is because it would be my fault if I didn't pass it and lose it. But I would say to you, what do you want?
So that would be my doing.
Well, we'd both be at fault. Yep. So it'd be like, all right, so you can decide which one of us goes in.
Yeah.
And then
I could still complain after.
You would.
Well, I only chose you because I thought that you wanted to.
No, but then my argument back would be, well, I gave you the option.
Yeah.
So no one would win or lose that.
What
fight.
About if I said I'll do it?
I would say if you believe that you can do it.
But I don't know if I believe this money.
Do not screw this up for me.
Do you believe I could do it?
Well, it all depends
on the
challenge.
That would be the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just saying.
There's one that I think would be fun to do where there's two lines of cards.
Mm.
And they're like little blocks, and they grab them, and you've got one hand, and you've got to pull them all out in time. And that actually looks like it would be fun. Just you got to get it and flick it out.
It's always those ones that don't look hard, like getting all the balls out of the box.
That looks simple, right?
Yeah, but you're
it's
freak.
It's the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. My reflexes since having kids.
Out of control? You're like Neo.
Unbelievable. Like there'll be a drink that's going, and you just go, next level stuff now.
And then there's those ones that aren't anything like that. Where do you see that one where you're blindfolded, two people, you've got like Daft Punk helmets on, and you have to walk and get into a certain cube inside the cube, one of the squares.
Oh.
And you have to be right in it, and you have to be, and you don't know where you are or in, yeah. One of them, they were in it, and then they stepped out by just a fraction and they lost.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm.
And I think it's more, it'd be tougher too, because you've got other family members there watching you.
Oh, it's the pressure.
Yeah.
It's like when people say they've got Alpha Bucks, and then you put them on the radio with the clicking clock, and it's like, oh.
Yeah. Well, we'll chat to him about that. That's in there. Also, Julian Dennison, very funny kid from New Zealand. He's in for Hunt for the Wilder People. He is Ricky Baker on that show.
I love him because he's like true New Zealander. Mm. No matter how big he gets, I can't imagine him living in LA.
Nah, not at all.
They're all like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like Flight of the Conchords. They're all just like, yeah, whatever. We're good.
Yeah.
That's
I think
Oscar.
The thing is sometimes Kiwis, and I know this because Esther's family are all Kiwi, they say stuff and you laugh because you think they're being funny because of their vibe.
Mm.
And then they look at you like, why are you laughing?
Mm.
Like we played to Esther's dad. Esther's dad's sister who's full on Kiwi. Have you can't eat ghost chips, bro?
No, I can't eat your ghost chips, bro.
Yeah, it's these two guys talking about drink driving ads. Mm. And he's talking to
his friend who died in a car accident.
He's trying to offer him chips. He's like, you know, I can't eat your ghost chips. We thought that was hilarious. I played it to Esther's auntie. And she's like, I don't get why that's funny. He's dead. And I was like, because like...
Well, they're not going to laugh at the act.
Ghost chips, bro. She's like, so what? Mm. And then I was like, oh, okay. You don't find your voice funny.
No, of course I don't. It's like in Thor. God, that was funny.
Oh, that is funny. I'm a rock.
I'm a rock.
Yeah. So don't need to be afraid unless, of course, you're made of scissors.
See, but if that was said
same
in
guy,
a,
same guy.
Said in an Australian accent.
Oh, is it the same guy as the Ghost Chips?
Yeah, well, Taika directed the Ghost Chips ad. But that's the thing though. That is a comedy ad in New Zealand though.
Yeah.
So are they just not laughing at it over there? It must be hard.
Well, I just think because I was doubling down on how piss funny it is, and she's like, it's humorous, but it's not laugh out loud.
Yeah. I'm internalizing a deep conflict in my head.
Yeah. Monique says you're dumb.
Monique says you're dumb.
See, my American friend didn't like, is it Team America?
Oh, yeah. No, well, then, you know.
But it's meant for them, right? Mm. Like, it's still American. But she was like, no, I don't really find it that funny.
I was in a theatre in Glasgow with my sister watching Austin Powers and Fat Bastard, and they did not find him funny at all.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Mm. I've got the ad here.
Do you want to see it?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let me play it to you. Okay, man.
No, George is driving. He's too wasted. I should say something, but I could look dumb in front of Monique. Bro, Monique says you're dumb. But if he crashes, I'll have to live with his family.
Puzzle time.
And if he dies, Ghost George will haunt me forever.
Grab a chip. Want a chip?
You know I can't grab your ghost chips.
Go away.
Spoon.
Spacehead.
Bro. What are you doing, bro?
Oh, I've been internalizing a really complicated situation in my head.
What are you on about?
I don't think you should drive.
Nah.
Nah, you're too drunk, bro. Just crash here.
Yeah, just crash here. Okay.
You would like Wellington Paranormal.
Let's find out.
It's not an ad, it's a TV show. It's like, imagine the X-Files, but the cops are from Auckland.
Oh, yes!
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So
it's a ghost. And they're in the interview room interviewing these two ghosts. And they're like, so what happened with the accident? How did you die? And they're like, well, it was kind of our fault, but hang on a second. Are we ghosts? And like, yeah, you're ghosts. So we can just walk through the walls? And like, yeah, but don't though. And they just, no, don't walk through the walls. Don't walk through the walls. They walk through the walls. They're gone. Oh, they're ghosts. It's pretty funny. You'd like it.
I got into a wormhole of watching New Zealand dramas.
Oh, yeah. I got into Shortland Street for a while.
Yeah, they're so much fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shout out to all of our Kiwi listeners. We love you. Feel free to hit us in the comments.
Love you, Sean.
About this. Stav at me on Facebook.
He listens to the podcast sometimes.
Hey, Shauno.
Hey, Brew.
Hey, Brew. No Shauno, by the way. It's just Sean.
Just Sean. Oh, he's Kiwi, not Australian.
It's actually a nickname. He's a farmer.
Now, that is a line we should avoid.
Oh.
Here's the podcast?
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Orlando Bloom's latest day in the life interview has the internet in stitches.
Their first calls are coming up. Maybe you want to share your awesome daily routine, or maybe if you find cows really, really beautiful. The most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Because yesterday, I just could not stop laughing at this. Orlando Bloom, he is talking to the UK's the Time paper, and it's in a version like a first person interview, and he's sharing his daily life, like an average day in the life of him. And I don't know why celebrities do this, because every time they get mocked. Remember, there was
Wahlberg
who said that he got up at like 2 a.m. and looked out, and everyone's like, "What?"
He got mocked, but he also did get a bit congratulated over that. A lot of people also posted as in like, "Oh, maybe if I do this, I can achieve as well."
Mm. I think it's when they post that they meditate for a couple of hours, because that's lovely. And while we all wish we could do it, who's got the time when we have to spend it on Instagram and TikTok?
Well, when you're rich, you've got time to meditate because you've got people to do all the stuff.
And that's what you want.
But he even says that.
He's gone on about it. So he says that he wakes up at 6:30 a.m. and immediately checks the app that monitors his sleep quality. And from then he ingests a whole lot of like green powders and crap that people wouldn't even be able to afford. And then he takes off for a hike while listening to Nirvana and the Stones' Temple Pilots.
Nice.
Before returning.
That is a pretty good song choice.
But then before returning to his mansion, and then goes on that he has a full breakfast. And he describes himself as 90% plant-based, because sometimes I look at a cow and I think, That's the most beautiful thing ever. That's just weird, man. And he even says, like, you know, for lunch he'll try and do it, but to quote, there's a team of people to handle all that. Yeah, but what is he doing? I know he's a Buddhist, and he has been a Buddhist since he was 16, which amazing.
Imagine hiking with this, though.
Yeah. He says he builds Lego.
He loves Lego.
As he dips in and out of work. And he spends just hours trying to find out how to get work for women and minority groups.
You don't. You sound like you go for a walk, have a snack and play. You sound like my four-year-old.
People looked at it and they thought that it was, yeah, well, that's it. But, like, I mean, I get it. You're trying to find work for minorities and women in the arts, but... I mean,
maybe find some work for yourself first.
But what has he done?
But also, too, if he says that, it's one thing to put on your daily routine that you think about how you can help people, but then never follow through with any of your thoughts. We're not going to give you the kudos for thinking about
it. He's got a job with Amazon, and apparently he needs to find the work. But show us the docos you've got, because all these people have now tweeted him going, hey, I'm a minority, ready to work. What you got for me?
And is Katie on the list at all? Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together. When's the baby together?
Kick Katie.
Oh, well, one, he's off on his walk. She's at home feeding the baby, thinking when that asshole gets back and plays with his Lego, he is in so much trouble.
He is off with another cow again. I know it.
He doesn't want to get sucked into the black hole of social media. But, like, there was a lot of people commenting on it. But I have to say, one of my favourites was an old Cockney guy, because he said, well, look, it sounds a little bit strange, but what about if just an everyday person was to say it?
Okay.
Would it make it okay? Mm. You know, so he's used the exact word. He's reading the exact script that he's said and all the different words to see whether it sounds like just an average bloke.
Okay. Yeah, I like to earn my breakfast, so I'll just have some green powders that I mix with brain octane oil, a collagen powder for my hair and nails, of course, and some protein porridge, a little hazelnut milk, cinnamon. I'm 90% plant-based, you know, so I'll eat... You know, a good piece of red meat once a month or something, you know. Sometimes I look at a cow, you know, and I just think that's the most beautiful thing ever, you know.
What I love about that is because it's Cockney, it sounds like it's all rhyming slang. Like, yeah. I'm 90% plant-based, which actually means I'm going to go get off my face. Yeah. It sounds like all that sort of stuff. Oh, I love it.
Oh, well. He's never going to work again.
Where can I go if I want to follow this? On his Instagram, is it?
Do you even know what any of them are?
No. I was going to pass it on to some of my other friends.
I don't even know if you could get all the ingredients here, would you?
I've never heard of brain protein before.
I think it's just fish oil, but then he's 90% plant-based, so.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's raining, I should check my gauge. What's my gauge again? I check my gauge again.
Hey, the Weather Bureau, it's a fun website to check out. It never used to be as popular.
Oh, the bomb has skyrocketed
it's
in popularity.
It's so good. I used to always laugh when I did the weather reports. I'm like, no one's listening to me for the weather reports. Everyone knows what it is. Everyone's got an app on their phone these days that tells the weather.
Well, the iPhone tells you hour by hour and the percentage chance that it's actually going to
rain. The only reason you listen to someone telling you the weather is to go, nah, you're wrong. Nah, it's not in my place. It's not.
The only reason I follow Tony Auden on Instagram
is to try
to taunt that man.
Exactly.
I was told that the percentage gauge on the iPhone is actually the percentage of area of your neighbourhood that's going to get rain. So 60% of Oxley is going to get rain.
No, it depends what app you're looking at.
No,
that's
no,
on the iPhone. That's what I got told last week. Shiv told me that. Shiv told me that, our producer.
But Oxley's tiny.
It was one of those, like, I was today years old when I figured out, and this woman on TikTok did it in England, but it got verified by, like, the British Met. It's the percentage of the amount of the area that's currently covered in rain, not the percentage of whether it's likely to rain or not.
I know. It's not accurate.
Mind blown.
And what we're going to do right now is going to be more accurate?
Way more accurate.
Well,
this is science.
This is a way to test, because we asked yesterday if you have a rain gauge, and we were just joshing around, and then, like, this whole underground world of people came out saying, yeah, I've got a rain gauge. We had a lady tell us she keeps a diary of
That's
the
so
rain that she catches in her gauge in her backyard.
Well, right now, I do the app from The Bomb, right, because there's an app for that, and they're saying that it's had 49.4 millimetres in Milton since 9 a.m.
Right.
And it's not, like...
9 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, it would have been 9 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, right. Well, 13 10 60. If you've got a rain gauge, because people with rain gauges love to tell you what's in their gauge.
Yeah, otherwise, what's the point of it?
So, run to your gauge.
Yeah, around the grounds. Here we go.
Ring us.
13 10 60.
All right, Emma. She's a bit out there in the Lockyer Valley. They normally do get a lot of rain when it does. What's in your rain gauge at the moment, Em?
We have had this morning, well, in the 24 hours up to today, we've had 34.5 mil. So not as much as other places, but a lot for us lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what would be average for you this time of year?
Well, what have we had in past years? Probably, yeah, nowhere near that. We've had so far this year 264 mil,
right.
Which in 2019, we didn't even have that for the whole year.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, okay. Emma, you keep a diary as well?
I do, yeah. Well, we just write it on our calendar, and then I've kept all our calendars, so we've kind of got, like, a yearly log of what we've had every year.
Right. Are you a farmer at all? Like, is there a reason for it, or you just enjoy it?
We have tank water, so it's a big deal, you know, like, if it doesn't rain, we don't have water.
Yeah.
And we're from farmer families.
So, yeah, it's in your blood. There you go.
The rain is in your blood.
Let's go to Jen now. Hi, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, look how excited you are to talk about your gauge. No one ever wants to hear, and now they're broadcasting me.
I am not excited. It's my husband. He's obsessed with his rain gauge.
Right.
It is when it rains, it's big. It's big.
What have you had over there?
Overnight, we've had just over a 24-hour period, we've had 65 mils.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're in Wakeley?
Wakeley, yeah.
Yeah. Is he annoyed that he's not on the air sharing the gauge chat?
He's been giving me the facts about what I should say, so he loves to call it the nitrate fall. So it's not rainfall, it's nitrate fall.
Is he too shy to come on? He just wants you to be able to share it with everyone.
Oh, I could not get him on. He'd be like, no way.
But he still wants you to make sure you call it the right thing, the nitrate fall.
We've got a group chat, and he's saying... our overnight nitrate fall was 65, millimetres. So,
He's furiously typing right now. Shut up, Jen.
Who's on the group chat? Are there people that you've met?
Well, it's just a group chat with friends. So, but he renamed the group, like, Exciting Rain Chat.
Just in case you weren't aware, it's exciting.
This morning, how long have you had your rain gauge? And he was like, I said, was it 2 years, 3 years? He goes, no, I've had it for 8 years. So I got it completely wrong.
Wow.
My God, Jen. Okay. Get with it.
I know.
Exciting rain chat. Oxley, over near my home. Liz, you've got a rain gauge there in O-Town.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What is yours this morning?
So we have had, I tipped mine out yesterday at midday, and we have had 38 mils since midday yesterday.
Right.
Okay. And you're huge on your gauge.
Well, I've just started to become big on checking the rain gauge since we bought our first home last year.
Mm-hmm.
My folks are into it and they love talking about the weather and how much rain everyone has had. So I thought I'd better get amongst it.
When do you think about it? It isn't like, I mean, you know, we talk about the weather, but imagine you're just trying to make conversation with someone, go, yeah. In my area, just at Oxley, we had 38 mils last night.
I'm going to go over there now.
You don't find that fascinating?
I'm going to talk to that guy.
Yeah, but you're not into garden and stuff. Like, if you're into gardening, it would be fascinating.
It is a bit exciting. The thing, it's funny, we said about the nitrate falling for rain. Mm. They do say that rainwater is better for lawn than tap water because it's got positive ions and stuff, in it. Let's go to Lee and Dacobin. You're fanging to get to your rain gauge this morning.
Lee.
Hey.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
You're on your way to your gauge, is that right?
I am, yes. I'm just about to head to work now. I got there yesterday, and from over the weekend, like from Friday to over the weekend, we got 225 mils of rain.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow, that's a big rain gauge you got.
Yeah, no, well, it actually filled the gauge up and then actually filled the cylinder up as well at the same time.
I thought you had a reserve. I could see that. Yeah.
So I'm excited to get there this morning to see actually what we got overnight.
We could get one here, a family rate gauge.
A B105 rain gauge.
So we could say the weather report and then we can go, but here at the B105 studios, we've had 25 mils overnight.
Yeah, we've just caught.
Would you find that interesting?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very interesting thing to check. You know, I actually do get excited checking it, especially when it rains like this.
Mm. We could sponsor it off too. Let's check the B105 rain gauge. Thanks to Tanks a Million. Get your rain tank now and fill it for free.
Where are we going to put it though? Because I mean, we're going to go.
Thanks, Sarah. I tell you what, if our sales team are listening, if you can sell it, if you can get a sponsor for a rain gauge, I will, when I do my weather, I will do a rain gauge read you sponsor it.
This is a new thing.
Stab Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Art, culture, music, songwriting. We dive between the lines while drinking wine.
My wife and I, on the weekends, we like to listen to old school music, pop a bottle of red, and we break down the lyrics of the songs. Don't be fooled by the violins, because our latest song that we have broken down the lyrics from the fine, fine song Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mum.
Classic.
A young man who toyed with Stacey, but really was just trying to get to Stacey's mum.
Stacey's mum. Is this a true story? I mean, and I know the guy that wrote it, who sadly passed away from COVID last year. He said it was based on his upbringing. Is this something that you grow up and there's one friend who has a hot mum?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, you know, okay.
Well, I think there's always, yeah.
In like, my case, it was mine.
If you've got a full name in your head, because you know, growing up, you'd have, like, you know, Benjamin.
No, I'm not saying it. I'll just say William. William.
Does that narrow it down?
No, well, because unless you know the second name. But he didn't like it, just like Ethan didn't like the fact that, because his mum is young. I asked Ethan one time, I was like, is Esther the hot
mum? Yeah, she's Stacey's mum.
Yeah, she's like, shut up, Dad. Anyway, we broke down the lyrics, Esther and I, whilst having a fine little Shiraz there. So, if you listen to the lyrics of it, in this young man talks about the time he went over to the house.
Stacey, can I come over after school? After school.
Now, you think, is he talking about primary school? You know, I don't think there that he's in school anymore. The Americans call college school. So
right.
I believe that he's left high school and he's probably 18 years old, still going to school, but college. And that's because he reflects on a memory of another time a few years ago when he was actually at the house.
Stacey, do you remember when I mowed your lawn? Mowed your lawn. Your mom came out. With just a towel on.
That's what started Stacey's mum obsession.
So you reckon he was at school, offered to mow the lawn when she came out, and that was a few years ago.
He probably lives in the street. He's probably like a diagonal neighbour, and she was like, oh, there's the young boy, come over, mow the lawn, help me out.
Do you think she's obviously flirting with him?
Because of the towel.
The towel.
I mean, I just want to know how old he should be to control the machinery. So I guess he would be like 16, 17 then.
I think he wrote this song in his first year of college because he's saying, can I come back now to see your mum? Because he thinks he's older and mum would be keen. So he's probably 18 when he wrote this song and performed it. Well, I reckon at the time of this, Stacey's mum would have been a young mum, probably a single mum when she had Stacey. So I reckon at the time of this song, Stacey's mum was probably, let's say, 38.
38?
Yeah, 38.
Doesn't the dad get a mention?
He does, but I don't reckon it's Stacey's dad.
Oh.
Because they broke up. She says your dad walked out on your mum, but I reckon it's the stepdad. I reckon Stacey's mum had Stacey quite young. She moved on, got a new dad. He became dad. But he sort of he gets a slight mention there.
Yeah, like he's not liking Stacey's mum, are you?
So I was saying, this is Songs with Wine, baby. This is how it works. So Stacey's mum at the time, let's say she's 38.
Okay, what's Stacey studying at uni since you've really gotten it?
I don't reckon Stacey went to uni.
You don't reckon?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He's got no interest in Stacey.
No. Okay.
So this song was written in 2002. That was 19 years ago. So Stacey's mum is now 57 today. And the guy who wrote the song about Stacey's mum, he is 38 years old, the age at what Stacey's mum was when he had to make a proper move. So the question I would put to you is, do you reckon they're together or not?
No, because he didn't want a serious relationship.
He just wanted to.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
See, I reckon now that they're of age, he never found someone, and now they're actually together. Really? I believe that they are. And is that a weird age gap, 38 and 59?
It's not unusual.
No, it's not. But what about maybe Stacey's with him?
I reckon Stacey is now the object of someone else's attention who's in high school.
Now she's the Stacey's mum.
She's the Stacey's mum.
Stacey's.
Yeah.
They say the cycle does repeat, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
And that's what I believe happened to Stacey's mum. Let's finally get it on.
They've waited until now.
I've waited for so long.
Art, culture, music, songwriting. We dive between the lines while drinking wine.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, there's something wrong with his bum and he's hanging with Abby's mum. He loves his booze, but he hates wearing shoes. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hotty for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yes, very nice, Dad. That just rolled everything in one perfectly.
Yes, he's going to get a colonoscopy today, so very
good luck,
exciting.
Sir. Good luck.
But I do have an issue, and you can...
Shout out to Matty as well. I've eaten 3 Lego men, so let's see how we go.
You have to really be listening to the show for that all to make sense.
Well, yesterday I said that if you swallow a Lego man, will it come out in the corner?
And we have a lot at our house. No, but I did put this up on my Instagram. It's Abby Jane Coleman if you want to see it in my stories, because I am annoyed because yesterday was a big day for us. We went to parent-teacher interviews.
Always a big one.
It was the second time that Scott's been. He got banned once because all he did was talk about himself, so he's back, right?
Mm-hmm. Who banned him? The teacher?
It was 15 minutes, and all he said, oh, look, when I was at school, I was so dyslexic, I found it really hard, and then, you know, I went into a trade. So I'm like, dude, can we hear about our kids? So we went yesterday, and when you go to parent-teacher interview, you know yourself, you want to make an impression. You were upset about your top because you didn't know it was appropriate top, right?
I wore a singlet with the Golden Girls on it that said Thug Life.
Yeah, which is kind of cute in retrospect, because we went yesterday and he got the umbrellas, got out of the car, and I filmed this.
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy. So we just rocked up at parent-teacher interview. What did you forget, Scott?
Well, I was chucking all the umbrellas
in. No. What did you forget?
Nothing.
I really don't. Like you sometimes.
You've got shoes. Shoes.
No, that ain't shoes. That ain't shoes. Songs, mate. Songs.
But you forgot them. You didn't have anything.
Well, did you grab an umbrella? You just jumped in the car because it was raining. I was outside in the rain, and then you're like, get this, get that. And then I just had to, I forgot my thongs, didn't I? Because you were bantering orders. Get in the car. We're going to go. Like, yeah,
I didn't want to be late, and you said, I'll get the umbrellas. So I said, okay.
Forget me thongs.
But this happens every... We went out for dinner once and he got out of the car and he goes, did you pack my thongs? And I'm like, you're a grown man.
I hear what happened.
Good job.
You sacrificed your feet to save her hair, Scotty. You are
that's
a hero,
exactly right,
my friend.
This is the path we're going down, and that's very true.
I love how you always get annoyed at me because I always take your wife's side. But have you noticed you always take Scott's?
100%.
At any given time.
Did the teacher bring it up?
Well, we went in and we sort of addressed it and they said, look, we're just going to try and ignore that if that's okay. Mm. And we'll just sort of move on. We did see friends of ours coming out and Chris, the guy, and the girl looks and goes, no shoes, Scott. And he goes, nah. And the guy tried to do what Maddie did and back him up and was like, oh, that's fine. He's just, you know, it's raining and he's in one with nature. Yeah. And I said, fine, Chris, take off your shoes for the next interview. He looked at his wife and she looked at him and he goes, nah.
You know, to my defence there, I was trying not to get the carpet wet. So, like the Japanese do, but I actually said Chinese. So I totally got my total nation mixed up. But you suppose, don't the Japanese leave their thongs?
Yes, but you're trying to tell the teacher.
Very rude to wear shoes inside.
I was doing that culture, you know.
But like, they still wear shoes outside. You just didn't have any.
They were invisible shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So the issue, I think, and this is where it all starts, is you want to be on your best behaviour for the parent-teacher interview.
We want to pretend that we're good parents.
When they bring up issues with the child, you don't want them to be able to go, oh, it's your fault.
So guess
your fault.
We got there, right, for one of them, and there was a swizzle chair, right? Anyway, and Scotty goes, woo, in the swizzle chair. And she said, yes, we have the same problem with your son. And he goes, oh, they are fun. Look at this. Yeah. And she goes, yes, your son fell off them today. And he goes, well, I can see how that works.
Yeah. Well, Jacko might not wear shoes now too, but at least he can count to 21.
So you're telling me
they're all going to be tradies. Don't worry about honey.
You're in the parent-teacher interview.
Tradies wear shoes.
Shoeless, mm-hmm. on the yeah. teacher's office chair, pushing off the cupboards, going, "Wee!"
He goes, "It's a swizzle chair." She goes, "Yes, your son really likes that." He goes, "Wee!"
It was amazing, Matthew. You would have loved it.
And then he did bring up, he goes, "I used to find at school..." Sorry, not allowed to talk about that.
Did you pass, Scotty? Did she say that you were doing a good job?
Yeah, mate. She said, I know where your son gets his, you know, his talent from.
From where, you?
You didn't. She left that open-ended.
Yeah. No, she actually said, one of them said, "Well, your son does an extension program." And he goes, "Oh, rightio." Like, no idea. And then she said,
"I take him there. Far out."
It's on a Wednesday at school.
Okay, you're right, that one. Yeah, I didn't quite know about that one.
And then she was saying about something in the report, and I said, "Scotty's never read a school report." And she goes, "Really?" And he goes, "Nah, she emails them to me, but I've never read them."
Forgot the password.
You're all over, honey. Like, you tell me anyway. I don't even get the chance. You come home and go, "Oh, you got this, you got that." Oh, yeah, that's good. I don't need to read it.
Hey, but let's not lose sight of the fact that Scotty brought the umbrellas, okay?
Yes, thank you, Matthew.
Good on you, mate.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast.
B105. He's everyone's favourite Kiwi Whiz Kid actor.
Stay back, or Justin Bieber dies.
Justin Bieber, he called you Justin Bieber.
He taught us how to drive safely in a Kiwi Transport video.
Me and my dad will just cruise around being all skucks and doing mean-ass burnouts.
A misunderstood orphan in Hunt for the Wilder People.
Back up, homies! I'll never stop running.
Yeah, and I'll never stop chasing you. I'm relentless. I'm like the Terminator.
Deadpool's fiery sidekick.
I care about you, Russell.
I have a mission to get my revenge.
And he eats fresh.
I'll tell you, how to dish the fries and eat fresh everywhere.
Please welcome Julian Dennison.
His latest movie, Godzilla vs. Kong, it comes out March 25. Morning, Julian.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I'm not as cool as you, so I just wanted to ask, because working with, Millie Bobby Brown, when you meet her, is it cool to say, "Oh, I've watched all Stranger Things," and her to say, "I've watched your movies," or do you just not say it?
So, actually, before meeting her, I hadn't really seen Stranger Things.
Mm.
So I when I met her, I felt obligated to watch it.
Yeah.
So I watched it. I finished it with my mum and my sister, and it's a crazy show.
Well, I guess so it's really hard, isn't it? Because you don't want to be like, "I've watched you, you're amazing," but then you also don't want to be like, "I haven't seen any of this stuff."
Yeah, I don't
know
who you are. Like, you can't say that.
Yeah. And I know she's really big over in America and all of that. And but you know, you gotta be professional. But yeah, she was just a really down to earth person, just like one of the bros.
Man, it's so great to talk to you with this movie out now, and we love all the movies you're in. We've spoken to you when Deadpool was out, but when they said that we were chatting to you, I was actually thinking, "Oh, we're chatting about the Subway commercial. He's smashing that at the moment." you do a lot of commercials, and they're hilarious. I also love the Lynx one. Do you only do commercials that you know are gonna like have a comedy spin to them?
Yeah, well, I would never really want to do like a dramatic commercial. I kind of think they're cringy. And not to put it, you know, shout out to all my dramatic commercials, but you know, if I'm not working, and this was kind of just after lockdown, and I wanted to do something, but I didn't really want to travel because, you know, we were chilling here in New Zealand, and we were doing pretty safe down here. So I was like, let's just do something that's fun. A big paycheck as well, so it was enjoyable. It was a win-win situation, and people love it. And even though it's a ridiculous ad, like I'm being honest, it is a ridiculous ad. But we had fun. People enjoy it, and they want to go buy a sandwich, they can go buy a sandwich.
Do you get free Subway now for life?
No, I really wanted to get a black card, because apparently Subway do like black cards where it's like a card that you can get, and you can get like sandwiches, apparently.
Mm. I thought that was free, a myth.
But they never. I thought that was a myth as well, but I never got one, so it's still a myth.
Nando's
thank you for reminding
well.
Me. Someone's getting an email.
Well, sorry, I don't know if Stav knows that, because Stav worked there, and he used to go on and on, his assistant manager.
I used to run a Subway store, yes.
And just, I think he was sleeping with the manager, so he thought that he was really cool. But did you ever know about a black card?
No, I didn't. But I got free subs anyway, because I was the assistant manager.
Yeah, but not when you go to another store.
No.
Julian's saying that if he had that card, he could go to another store over the world.
I go to any store.
Yeah.
See, Ed Sheeran gets one for Nando's as well, because he's
sung about Nando's before. So
That's so cool.
If you can, yeah, they'll give you a lifetime supply if you give them free advertising.
You should ask for it. They'd give you one if you asked.
Okay, I will.
I'm talking about you.
No one cares about you and your
Subway. I'll get that checked out.
Yeah, he could not call a Subway store here in Brisbane and ask for a free one. I don't think they'd give one to you.
No.
Yeah, good.
Mate, what have you been doing? Because you're in New Zealand, things have been pretty locked down. Well, not locked down hard. You guys locked down really hard at the start. Have you travelled and had to do the quarantine anywhere?
No. So, like, for all the press for this film, it's just been over Zoom, you know. The internet is insane right now. You can do anything over internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice to kind of pause. I just moved out into a new flat. Like, I'm just becoming a little bit, you know, independent, you know.
Great.
Who does the washing? Do you take it home or you manage to do
that? Have a roster.
Oh, you got flatmates, do you?
Yeah, I got flatmates.
When, like, are they schoolmates or how did you find them?
Yeah. So a few of them are just friends, not from school, but just, you know, they're a little bit older, a few years. So it's kind of, they keep me a little bit accountable. So
it's good
living with people who are a little bit older than you. So you
that's very mature. I like it.
I am. I'm very mature. Thank you.
Who owns all the stuff in the house, though? You know how there's always...
Yeah, there's a couple in the house who own all of it. So it's like you can't really thrash anything. So it's like you
they have the fridge and the couch.
You have to be respectful, you know.
And did you say there's a couple in the house?
Yeah. So it's like a cool, like, married couple, and then a few of us are boys who are studying up here at the moment. You know, we're chilling.
Did you ever get anyone go, oops, I didn't realise? Like, I'm sure they would, but I found it really funny when Disney came out and with their new stream, Star, and they had to, like, say to everyone when they were doing, like, Alien was added to it and Deadpool was added to it as well so people could watch it, but they had to make it, this is not for kids. And some people were not realising. I'm like, oh, it's Disney. Anyone can watch it.
It's a superhero movie.
Yeah, so like Deadpool was, I remember, for Deadpool 2, they released like a PG version.
Yes, they did, yes.
Where they had to block out all the swear words.
Mm.
And, you know, I love Deadpool, but it's a lot funnier when they're actually dropping the F-bomb instead of like frick.
Yeah.
So it's like, nah. I just realized last week that I could change my Disney Plus because I actually had it on the kids setting.
Oh, yeah.
So I only thought Disney Plus only did Disney things. But because they own Fox and everything, they actually do the other films.
Yeah.
I changed it from PG to R18 at the highest setting, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting all these movies I had no idea about.
That's your
movies. Like, what are you guys? Like, I'm like, what are you watching on Disney Plus? I'm watching Moana and Cinderella, and you guys are watching like horror movies. I'm like, where?
No, you're good. That only happened like a couple of weeks ago. That only came in. Yeah. So you're not too far behind the eight.
I'm not a complete idiot.
No, not a complete idiot. No.
Well, you only turned 18 in October, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, last October.
There you go. They know when you turn 18 and they give it to you then.
Yeah. They would have updated. Yeah. Mate, look, great to talk to you this morning. Godzilla versus Kong. It is finally in cinemas March 25th. Great to talk to you, and we're looking forward to everyone getting out and seeing that movie.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
There he is, Julian Dennison on the air, B105. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks, guys. Tomorrow, $10,000 on the line, the 24th of March. Your answers are...
Stingray and soup. They're two, so you know your letter is S.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you got a concern, complaint, you want to vent, get other people on your side, you're welcome to. Just send an email, dearabby@b105.com.au. This one is about kids' sports. I think I know where you guys sit, but who knows?
Okay.
Dear Abby, at what age is it okay to start scoring kids' sports? I'm feeling, honestly, so frustrated. He actually used a different word. that our kids' football season is just about to kick off, and we got an email from the club reminding us that the year level our children are in is about having fun. Only fun, and no one wins. There is no wins, there is no losses, so make sure that the parents keep in line with this and remind the kids of this fact. But I want to know, are they out of touch?
Ooh.
The kids I know find it fun to score. I mean, I do understand that there are tears after if they don't win, but I feel like that's just a learning process. My children cried after their Broncos lost on the weekend.
Didn't we all, boys?
But
didn't
I have to remind them, but there's also an opportunity, and it just means they can regroup and get better. I feel like that is a lesson learned. I spoke to another dad, and they said that they score when the kids are under 9. So I want to know, is it okay then? I mean, I don't think that there is a magical age, do you? Is anyone out there over this everyone wins sporting culture? Or maybe anyone can tell me why it is a good thing.
Broncos fans are probably like it at the moment.
13-10-60. I mean, the Broncos have, I guess, improved. In all honesty, they have.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they haven't won the last two games. Mm. But my eldest is so competitive that we walk back to the car after a loss every time crying. And it's hard, but at the same time, I think, it motivates him. And we're all like, I'm really sorry that you feel like this. And often he's frustrated if he didn't have a good game. The middle one wouldn't care. But I do think it's lessons. And even if you're not doing scoring, the kids score.
The kids score. They score.
There is nothing wrong with a passion to win.
Yeah.
And I think we need to teach children how to win properly. But I think by not keeping score a lot of the time, you're snuffing out getting, like, if there's not a thing to win, kids aren't going to want to try that hard. They're like, if everyone gets the same amount of kudos and whatever all the time, why bother? And I don't believe, if you have a child who's competitive, teach them and nurture them to be competitive properly.
Yes.
And that's what we should do, that's because competitiveness.
Yeah, be polite to the other teammates, make sure that you
good
thank the other. Yeah,
it creates that's champions, and we idolise champions.
It's also hard, too, because that's one aspect of their life where they're doing that, but they're not doing it everywhere else. Like, they're not maybe losing at football, then going home to play Fortnite, and that's obviously going to be scored.
And then
I always
say, and then you're still giving grades, aren't you?
Still giving grades.
Like, it's a real, it contradicts. Mm. They sent me the email that the sport club gave, and the reason that they gave is because we want them to feel encouraged to play again. So I think they're concerned that if there's kids crying, they'll stop the game.
Right.
Well, that's the whole reason you shake hands at the end of a game, whether you win or lose. And I think that's a sign of thank you for a great game, you know.
My brother was so competitive that he used to throw his racket for tennis. So my mum used to go onto the court, grab his hand and go up to the other. Force him to shake hands. And then he used to get a lecture back in the car. But then my parents actually felt like they got rid of his competitive edge because it wasn't seen in a good light.
Yeah.
Well, you need to nurture it. I think you can be too competitive.
Yeah.
You need to be able to bottle it a little
bit. But winning and losing are natural things that happen to us in our daily life, unfortunately fortunately. So it's how resilient we are.
Mary, what do you think about this scoring with kids sport?
So I'm a mom of a 7-year-old, and I feel kids need to be scored no matter what age. They are kids that put on a lot of effort in doing what they do. And they need to be acknowledged. And that makes them work even harder. And then if other kids do not do so well in the sport, they need to be told they didn't do well. So that if they want to do like the other kids, they put in more effort. Yes, they have attended the sport, but they haven't worked hard to get acknowledgement. I just feel the other kids that do well, the more we don't acknowledge them, the more discouraging it is for them to work harder.
That's true.
Yeah. Because one thing we're trying to do, Mary, is that, like, my kids are all very different, and you try and find their strength and highlight that.
Well, it's like
sometimes it's harder to find, but, you know.
When you watch The Voice and you see someone whose mum and dad supported them the whole time, and you're like, nah, your mum or dad should have told you that this ain't for you.
Jamie.
You have many talents.
Yeah, many talents.
But singing is not one.
Jamie in Redbank Plains, what do you think about the no scoring?
Good morning. Well, I don't agree with it because the kids do score themselves. So my little niece, she gets bullied at school and picked on because she's a little bit different, and she actually won one of her races at the carnival. So I was really excited. I'm like, perfect, where's your ribbon? I'll put it in your book. Congratulations, you worked really hard. And she goes, oh, no, we didn't get one. And she was devastated because she had worked so hard on it, and everyone got a participation award. She goes, oh, everyone got something. And I'm like, okay, well, you won. And I'm trying to tell her how well she did, and she was just so upset because she's like, well, everyone got something.
That's
everyone
not her won. Moment to shine when it should be.
So I just felt it was an opportunity for her to say to the other kids, hey, look, I'm good at something, I'm not special or anything, and hopefully it would have given her some more confidence to stand up for herself when these kids are bullying her and she didn't get that.
It's a great point.
Yeah, I didn't think of it from that angle.
The winners need to win. Karita in Karina Heights, what do you think?
Hi, guys. I wanted to add to this because my daughter started playing netball last year.
And as, you know, a new parent, it's her first team sport. I'm up there cheering every time they're scoring a goal. And I got told by one of the organisers not to actually cheer at all because, yeah, it's a no-scoring game. An email got sent following me cheering at that game.
Wow.
And I actually, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, I get, you know, not being negative and all of those sorts of things, but to actually cheer and encourage as well and to be told not to was...
That's so uncomfortable to be able to get told that as well. It's embarrassing because all you're doing is supporting a child. See, I thought that was a rumour that people were being told that.
No, it happened to me, definitely.
You should wear a cheerleading outfit next time and say, I'll be silent, but here's my pom-poms.
Exactly.
Like, you even I even clap when my son plays soccer.
Yeah,
if the other team scores a goal, I don't clap as hard if my team...
Oh, no. We cheer when ours do.
Give them a little clap. Mm.
What year level, if you don't mind me asking?
Under 9.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yes, yeah.
You weren't hectic cheering, though, were you? Like, swearing.
I was always excited, and I'm like, I mean... You know, they're little and they're scoring goals. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us an A.
Well, there you go. Unanimous. Everyone said that we should be
scoring. So who's the people
scoring.
Making the decisions that said we can't?
Karens.
No, it'd be Karens who would be complaining, who would then pass it on. Well, there you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
With Andy Lee.
Where simple games can earn you $250,000.
Oh, he's been promising he'd come in and visit us in studio, and he's finally here. Andy Lee, good morning, buddy.
Nice to be here. Yes, I believe that I'm the first 10 network person to come in a post-COVID world.
Congratulations.
We had Ranger Stacey.
Ranger Stacey?
Yeah, but she got fired, so it was very different. But you...
Yeah, she wasn't with the network
when she
came in.
When she came in.
I still
think we just asked her and she just drove in, so it was all good. There was no minders with her. But it would be your first time on a plane for a while.
First time? No, well, when it opened up... So I went the week, actually, Beck and I went to the Adelaide test last year for the cricket and booked the flights and accommodation before the borders opened and just took a punt that we'd all get it right. So that was the first flight. But it is weird being on flights again and having to wear masks the whole
time.
Yes,
but you're allowed to take it off when you eat. Yeah. So, like, last time someone was walking down and I was like, I'm having a bit of a muffin again, so I just grabbed a crumb again.
you see people bending the rules.
You take your mask off when they serve food. So you all have your mask on, not allowed to take them off. But then when they serve the food, everyone's allowed to take them off.
Just pull it forward slightly and drop it in,
You're allowed to remove the mask entirely. But, you see people skirting the edges, going, ordering nuts as soon as they get on, just so they can at least nibble. Yeah. I've never seen people stretch out a meal for so
normally
long.
Normally we're fast eating.
Yeah,
but
it turns into a 9-course degustation as people go on these longer flights.
What are the rules on gum? Because technically,
that's right.
Yeah. I swallow mine, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Mate, I love this show. I was hooked from the very first one where people get in, and I love the fact that you've got two players on the cube, and one of them has to nominate to go in, and you've got that thing of I don't want to be the one to lose the money.
Yes.
So you go in because it'll be your fault.
There's a mixture of that. We're talking about it with actually a guy that coaches sport, and he was saying that you have people that don't necessarily want to let their team down, but they won't step up and take the moments. And when, there's a $250,000 on it or someone going for $100,000 and they've got to decide which one goes in and plays, you see the type of people that step forward and go, yeah, I want to do that. And the other guys that just kind of lean back.
Do you know who they are? They're the people that after go, I could have done that.
Yes.
I could have done that. I could have taken that shot. Sorry, mate. I should have put my hand up. Like, I could have done better.
Yeah.
Well, this coach was talking about AFL football. He was saying to me that there are players that, when it comes to the crunch, still do the right thing, but will run to an area where they don't get the responsibility anymore.
Yeah, right.
Which does sound like me a little bit.
You hide behind someone.
I can't be accused of not.
Like, I'm over here. But if it came here, I'd really try.
Yeah. But basically run to a spot where you know you won't have the last kick.
Yeah.
And it's like that thing in war. They say that 80% of soldiers shoot above or away from the enemy and trying to miss because they don't want to kill anyone.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then why did so many people die in the wars?
Because they're bad shots.
People are bad shots. the rest, 10%.
Which were like the World
War
II?
World War II, yeah. 10% were hitting people by accident. And of the remaining 10%, 5% were doing it because they were heroes and wanted to save their cohorts. And the other 5% were psychopaths.
Wow.
I suppose that's where conscription
doesn't help.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's very much like the Cube. You've got to watch this show, guys.
No, it's insane.
Sorry. Now, mate, the last time we had you on when the show kicked off, you said something to us and we said we'd investigate it. We get you on. We're like, Andy Lee, we've known you for years, straight up.
Hey, Maddie, Stav, Abby, great to be back on my favourite show.
Good day. We'll be checking the podcast of other shows to check you're not saying that to everyone.
I would never say that to any other show.
You said to everyone, like every other show.
I said to every other show.
This is painful. Yeah, I did. But you guys are my favourite.
Yeah. Oh. You want to put money on that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because Siobhan, our producer out there, has some questions about us that she's going to ask you.
Great. I like this.
And we'll see if we are your favourite. Okay. You would know all about us.
Absolutely.
You know, you've been on B105 doing Drive for years.
Yep.
You came back.
Yes.
Let's see if we
last
truly
time he
are.
Comes up in the studio, I can just sense this. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, Andy, who on the show is obsessed with their lawn?
Who on the show is obsessed with their lawn, Stav?
Damn it. That's Maddie. He's out there every day.
I thought I'd go confident.
Yeah. Does he look like a lawn guy? That's sort of,
Well, I just knew it wasn't you, Abby. So it'd come back to a 50-50.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. How long has Stav been on the show?
Ooh, this carnation or the many other carnations that Stav's been on?
No, it's the whole time.
The whole time. I'm going to say 13 years.
15.
Oh,
you asked last time.
I know I asked last time, but I kind of forget everything you guys say to me. As a general rule,
I love you.
I mean, the brain only has so much space.
Yeah.
Hey, we love the box. Don't get us wrong.
All righty. One more.
Who has a child called Koa?
Ooh. Oh. It's Koa. Steph.
Abs. Abby.
Yeah. I got three boys. He has one girl called Rory.
Do you sometimes call Rory Koa?
All the time. All the time. I can see how you got confused. Yeah.
Well, look, it's great to see you, Hamish. Thanks for coming in, mate. I really appreciate it. Check out. Check out the Cube. It is really good on Channel 10, mate. Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
I'm at that weird age where I don't like my boys to go into the bathroom by themselves. Like if they're together, they go off to the boys' toilets.
Public toilets.
Yeah, yes. Public toilets. Yeah, yeah. Not at home.
I was going to say, you're in there just checking.
But I don't have to go.
And we went and saw the Peter Rabbit premiere and just quickly we had to go to the bathroom. I'm like, just go to the ladies. Let's just go to the ladies. It's fine. Like, no. So they were going into, in the middle one, I don't like him locking the door because I always get feared that he can't do it. So I put my hand at the top as if like to shut it, but he slammed it. And when you slam your fingers in the door, but you're around kids and everyone's there, you've got to try and choose, because normally I'd say something else. Well, that was my finger. Ow. And now it's all bruised. I think I dealt with it right without any swearing, so thanks, but no thanks.
Watched a bit of maths last night.
Yeah.
And there's new couples that have gone in and they made them do that thing where they put all the photos out of all the other people in the experiment and they have to rate them in their hotness. Remember that happened a couple of weeks
ago
with Bryce?
Ridiculous experiment for no reason, no benefit whatsoever. I mean, it's great for TV.
Yeah. And so we were watching it and one guy was dumb enough again, stupid enough to put his wife second. You know, and I was like, why would he do that? It's like, even if he didn't believe it, just lie.
Like the rest of us.
Exactly. But the problem was I said that out loud beside my wife.
Oh, you've just done exactly the same thing.
Lucky I don't have to with you. I can tell the truth. And but they should.
I think I saved it and I said, babe, I've done this experiment. She's like, have you? I said, yes, that's right. I looked right across the universe and I found the most beautiful woman and I married her.
Maybe
so I chose you.
Because you've only been to Thailand and New York.
That's not true. I've been all over the internet.
Just see the reflection of Rowan at Dave Massey at the window. He does not agree with that sentiment at all.
Yet. Rowan, our day announcer, don't you talk. I've seen you eat three breakfast burritos in the last 12 hours,
He's just
mate.
A little bit nervous because he's going to propose soon. So
You know what? It's time. It's time, Rowan, from the afternoons that you chose your most beautiful girl and finally marry that woman you live with.
With that Mooney you're showing us.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I think I can speak for pretty much everyone at the moment when I say cupboard's running a little bit low on the clothes. There has been no washing being done at our house because we can't hang it out to dry.
Don't you have underneath?
Underneath the what?
The house.
That's still wet.
With the clothesline?
It doesn't dry in this sort of, you know, temperature. It's too much moisture in the air.
Also, don't ruin his excuse to not do washing.
I'm down to, at the moment, I'm wearing a socket and a normal size sock. I don't know how that combination.
You mean
ended
on
up
your
being.
Feet, right?
No, I got a normal size sock.
But I need a socket.
Socket's on my foot.
Sure it is.
Yeah. So I'm chili peppering it, and I'm not enjoying it.
What's chili pepper?
Thanks, but
what's
no thanks.
What's chili pepper in it?
The red hot chili peppers.
What is it about?
Yeah, we know who the chili peppers are.
Yeah, well, I get it.
Okay, well then, that's fine.
What's I don't get it.
And socks. Not ringing any bells.
No.
Flea wore a sock once.
They
did he?
All did.
Right. They did, like,
all
film
the time.
For a film
on
clip?
Stage, in film clips. All
yeah,
time.
I do remember that now, actually. Yeah. I do. That spark. Does spark a memory.
But you're wearing clothes, so I didn't get it.
So come on, practice what you preach and give us a gander, bruh.
In this current climate, prob's not.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Thanks for making it to the end of the podcast, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Kia ora.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.